You know, the weirdest thing about all of this, and not just this, sorry, nervous habit, was transitioning now from, in this whole culture war, putting posts if you want to, whatever, deal, going from being a spy to being more of a frontline soldier. Especially now that gingers are part of the black community. Bless you. Which I saw somebody else on here made a really great point. It didn't just open up a whole other community to us. It gave us our own community on top of that. We went from a scattering to having two communities at once. So now I know how to keep giving back. You see, it used to be I could just, you know, tie this up, and even if I went from, you know, glasses to sunglasses and put the ball cap on, go a little bit back to my West Virginia roots, well, I could get into the meetings. You know, they let me in, oh yeah, you're fine. And I could figure out, okay, here's what they're saying is going on, and I could go out and tell everybody and say, hey, you know, get ready to be prepared for this. Now they're just out in the open about it. So that job is gone. So now it's just about speaking up. It's about standing shoulder to shoulder or having your back, or if you need me to stand in front of you. I've seen people on here asking, how do we as a ginger community, which we now have, give back to the black community that's welcomed us with open arms? And that's it. That's how we do it. It's not just about love and compassion and openness. It's you know, if we're going to show up to the cookouts, we got to show up to the fights too. And we got to figure out where we fit in on all this. So that's what we got to do. We've got to, you know, it's not just about making voices heard. It's about, you know, voting on issues that matter. And, you know, it's about education. We got to lift our own community up too, because I know there's going to be some of us that are going to mess it up, and we can try the easy educating first, because sometimes it might just be a simple screw up. It might just be, oh, I didn't know, my bad. And that's fine, you know, you apologize and you're getting back on track, go for it. That's better. That's what we want to see. And then fewer mistakes, but the ones that just don't care, nah, bye. Bye. We don't claim y'all either. So that's where we got to be and what we got to do. And, you know, I'm simple. I'm not bringing anything to the cookout. I can cook food. I can eat. But I'm not aiming that high. I'll bring plates and napkins and foil. If y'all want foil, I can do that too. And then on days when you need me to show up with a sign, you need me to show up out in the street, you need me to show up at the voting booth, I got you. That's how we do this together. We create communities, and that's what's been so amazing about all this, is seeing just how much community comes out of it, and seeing how ready people are to just accept people who are accepting. What a wild concept. What an absolutely wild concept. And I hope it spreads like wildfire, because that's what we need. That's how we do this. That's how we get everybody on the same page. We get the black community with the ginger community with the LGBTQ community. I am spoiled, man. I really am. As a bi pagan red velvet cupcake, I have so much freaking family. It's amazing. And I got their backs. When you need, I got you. So that's what we can do. You know, if you're gonna be here for the party, you gotta be here for the work. And I'm here for it. So let's go.